Good morning, you're listening to Dawn Radio on 95BFM. It's 5 a.m. in about 5 seconds. And we were listening to Emily Drosser there before. Great track. Another good New Zealand artist coming up. So in the show today, we're focusing on picking up from last week where we were listening to sounds of Aotearoa from mid-60s to mid-70s, and we're kicking in with the 70s now and the mid-70s-ish, and I thought I'd start off with a bit of John Hanlon, mainly to recognise that he's still out there, and of course he had a big part in protecting the Manapouri Dam and supporting the Values Party, which was the first party to exist as a political party, a green type party in the world, and that sort of went for a national election. There was another party in Tasmania, the United Tasmania Group, that also were fighting a dam. And according to Wikipedia, we were actually fits, but I think New Zealand with the Values Party did well. So I'm going to start with John.
Surveys this grand domain, and from miles and miles around him, the sea rolling green. Tomorrow all this beauty won't remain. Damn the dam, cried the fantail, as he flew into the sky, to give power to the people. All this beauty has to die. Rainfall from above and splashes on the ground, goes running down a mountain to the sea, and leaping over pebbles makes such a joyful sound, such is Mother Nature's gift to me. I have grave reflection of a grave, trees that once lived green now dead brown. All this beauty has to die.
Yeah, and of course the Manapouri Dam was saved, but unfortunately the dam in Tasmania got flooded and they weren't that successful. So anyway, so that was a period, the trippy hippie period. And the thing about New Zealand music is that it went in all directions in the period between 1970 and year 2000. And we're going to explore some of those corners this morning, and we're going to start off with Some Gypsy Eyes by Ticket.
Woo!
Yeah, that's a great track by the Scavengers, Mr. X, and of course they became another band, and perhaps we'll play some of that later. And as you can see, New Zealand music was going from all sorts of directions, or going in all sorts of directions, and last week we finished off with a track by Split Enz, Spellbound, and I haven't played any of that. I don't intend to play any more of that in the show. And but of course, there was another band that was more successful at the beginning, anyway, and that was Hello Sailor. And I'm also not going to play any of that. But and it deserves to be played. But there's only 2 hours, and I'm trying to slip in and just play some sort of stuff from all different directions. So we're going to carry on and head west. I think it was in Te Aritu that this ended up coming out.
Thank you.
Yeah, Golden Harvest. Yeah, so let's move on to another stage in New Zealand music, and we're going to play some Suburban Reptiles, and a band that was around when Phil Judd jumped ship with Split Enz, and he briefly joined the group, and a chaos started anyway, but. That's hit some Suburban Reptiles, and most of the band has passed now, but there's still a few members out there, and this is for you guys.
Unfortunately, was held by many strings. afternoon, sitting on the floor, I'd sit and gaze and rarely adore. Joe upholding justice and law, and shooting all the bad guys, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Spelling Mistakes, and before that we had Board Games, Joe 90, great track. So we're going to carry on with some Toy Love.
It's really so degrading when you really love.
Yeah, that's that other band, the Scavengers, Marching Girls. So I did mention Hello Sailor before, and I thought, well, let's play some Flamingos, because Dave was the driving force. Dave McCartney was the driving force in Hello Sailor, and this is a track he released later on, well after that, in the late 70s, early 80s. So have a listen to this.
Pay it again and again.
Yeah, the Androids, Auckland tonight. So we're going to do something a little bit naughty. We started off the set right at the beginning with a track by Ticket, and it was a sort of a kind of a westy sound, rock, heavy rock kind of sound that was going around in the country, and particularly out in West Auckland, there were a lot of bands playing that type of music, and I've got my hands on a unreleased demo tape for a band that's sort of was very popular out there and never really made it. They did cut some tracks at various studios and nothing really happened, and those tapes are still out there somewhere and hopefully they'll come to light. But this is a little taste, and the band's called Old Crow, and the song is Give Me the Right. It's a little bit long, but the lead singer in this band is Marty Clark, and he is still kicking around Auckland playing music. And he's out and about playing covers out in West Auckland, and he was in this band as a lead singer, and I think he got a bit pissed off with them and went off to start another band or join another band called Dark Harbour. But that's another story, so let's have a listen to Marty and Old Crow.
Give me the right to say no, no.
dropout there. Anyway, that's scraped off the floor somewhere, and that's Old Crow. So that was vocals by Marty Clark, lead guitar Ross Brown, John Ragg, and the bass guitar is Robert Tuvaca, and drums was Tony Rogers. So yeah, that's Old Crow. This is real Westy music, for sure. You can imagine lying back in the, what did they have out there, the Potter's Wheel or something, listening to this. Okay, so we're going to head on to another part of the story of New Zealand music between 1975 and 2000. And in particular, we're going to look at another Westy band from, out that way, Oratea, that sort of area. So let's play some Bird Nest Royce.
Hi, swingers. I got a great new group I want you to meet. You're going to see and hear a whole lot more of them, but don't forget where you saw and heard them first. Right here on Radio with Pictures. They got a wild waxing for you. It's a chartbuster. It's heading for number one. It's Ain't Mutatin'. Here's Bird Nest Roy's. Living overseas.
That was the Bird Nest Roars, and this is Abel Tasman's. And this one's for you, Jane. Yeah, Abel Tasman. So we've got a special little track to play. It's it's now released, but it was unreleased in the 80s, a New Zealand track by a band called Francisette. And the track is Timmy Tin Soldier. And the band, it's just out there trying to gather up some of their music. And the lineup of this band is David McCulloch on vocals and guitar, and Albert Rafiti on vocals and guitar, and Christian Nopin on the bass guitar, and Alan Parrott on drums. So have a listen to this. This is something that didn't hit the airwaves in the 80s, but is still New Zealand music, of course.